More than 50 years ago, the mother gave me an Adesh to bring down a new music. And the way the Om Choir is bringing down the new music is simply to be an instrument, because the music, Mother said, is just above our heads, waiting to descend. And all we have to do is open to it. So if we have right attitude, right aspiration, devotion, sincerity, the music will come in a collective body, which it has never done before. There is no composition, there is no conductor, it is just all of us and the divine grace pouring through us a new music. To do this, we must leave the ego and the mind outside, because they have no way, they have no purpose here. We cannot judge this music because it has never been on the earth before. And it is a transformative music. It has the power to heal, it has the power to transform. And there are letters and letters that I receive of the experiences of people and their experiences of healing. But that is not our primary reason or focus. We are simply to be a sacred body, a group soul that aspires as one for the new music to descend. More and more people are beginning Om choirs all over the world. Australia, Germany, Belgium, US, 3 in Colombia, South America alone. And it continues to grow, because what happens here, the waves vibrate through the whole world. Any quantum physicist can tell us that today. The movement enters into all who are prepared. As Mother said when she was transforming the cells of her body, that anyone who was open, she said, by a vast contagion, those transformed cells would enter our bodies. And we see it especially in the young children. But it is there in us also. So we begin. Hmm. one more. Now. Ma, 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 ma. And at the very end, the mouth is all the way open.
Ma, 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 ma.
Quite good, but let's make the ah sound even more beautiful. Ah. Not ah, but descent has taken place, then we have some moments of silence, and this month I have devoted to passages from Savitri, Sri Aurobindo's magnum opus, on love. Last one. Now we'll change here. Possible feat was just accomplished with people I only know 20% of you or less, and look what just happened. That is the divine grace, and it is the divine grace and the voice of the divine that will descend through this body. There are no wrong notes. Anyone can begin, because we are all one. We are all unified. It's this mind that keeps us, and this vital that keeps us apart from each other. In our souls, we know that there is unity, there is harmony, there is beauty, and there is love. Love dwells in us like an unopened flower, awaiting the rapid moment of the soul. Or he roams in his charmed sleep mid thoughts and things. The child God is at play. He seeks himself in many hearts and minds and living forms. He lingers for a sign that he can know, and when it comes, wakes blindly to a voice, a look, a touch, the meaning of a face.
Thank you.
All turned to all, without reserves recoil. A single ecstasy without a break. Love was a close and thrilled identity in the throbbing heart of all that luminous life.
Thank you.
All time made difference, they overcame. The world was fibered with their own heartstrings, close drawn to the heart that beats in every breast. They reach the one self in all through boundless love.
Thank you.
in anguish we labor, that from us may rise a larger seeing man with nobler heart, a golden vessel of the incarnate truth, the executor of the divine attempt, equipped to wear the earthly body of God, communicant and prophet and lover and king. As we stand, I would like to ask you to be one voice, to remember that the Lord has given you many, many notes, and just to open our collective soul to be true instruments of the new music.